He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Does Splenda cause diabetes? Can this artificial sweetener that is being targeted, being marketed to diabetics, could it actually be causing diabetes? Dr. Josh Axe, that's A-X-E. He is a chiropractic physician. He is a nutritionist. He is an author. His book is called The Real Food Diet Cookbook. His website, Dr. Axe, that's A-X-E.com. Dr. Axe, do you believe? Now, I know you got studies, okay? I don't care, okay? I don't care. Studies, because if I'm your patient or I'm a listener, I want the guy who read the studies to sort of sum it up and give it his opinion. Because, you know, there's three types of lies, a lie, a darn lie, and a statistic, right? So we rely on experts like yourself to interpret this information. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think this stuff causes diabetes?
My personal opinion is that, yes, it can contribute to diabetes, and here's why. When you are consuming something sweet, now I don't care if it has calories or not. I know Splenda doesn't have calories, aspartame doesn't have calories, Stevie doesn't have calories, but when you're consuming something sweet, that actually sends off a physiological, it has a response in your body. I'll give you an example. If I take my finger and I pinch it or cut it, there's an inflammatory response that's going to happen in that area that's cut. Whether calories are there, a similar thing in your body, there are certain hormonal things that happen. And again, not to jump into the research, but what some research is showing is that it may decrease your insulin sensitivity by 23% and increase an insulin spike by about 20%. So yes, I do believe that Splenda, even though it's no calorie, I think that your body is expecting something sweet. And so therefore your body actually has a reaction almost as if it is getting sugar.
I looked a lot of data. It's okay to research, do studies. It's just, we're to the point where I could have a person on from, you know, Artificial Sugar Corp of America who says, no, all that's a lie and Splenda's the greatest thing since Cheese Whiz. And then I can have this guy on here. I like it when experts just give people what they want. Now, here's my opinion on it. With these artificial sweeteners, there's two things that spook me. One is completely subjective, and that is things that induce reactions in the body, food-like substances, but have no calorie, are creepy. That's not a medical word. That's creepy. They bother me. How is something that is tasting sweet actually have no nutritional value? It's very unnatural. It's extremely unnatural. But the other thing is these things are hyper-sweet. And when they're hyper-sweet, there's absolutely no doubt that they're going to raise insulin. Listeners out there, please go to this man's website. Read this guy's book, Real Food Diet Cookbook, draxe.com, amazon.com. What you can learn from these folks that are experts in nutrition, and I promise you're going to get your words in here in a second, but what you can learn is that when it's your body's response to sugar quite often that it's the problem. And your insulin can be so moody that you see it at the airports. You're at the airport and you see the Cinnabon is starting to open up about 7 in the morning. And you see these people drooling out there. You need to understand that their insulin has spiked. Their body's ready to consume calorie. And what's happening with these artificial sweeteners? The body's getting ready to consume calorie, and it's not there. And this insulin is inflammatory. And then whatever you eat goes crazy in your body. Hence, William the Refrigerator Perry. I'll have 2 burgers, 3 large fries, and a Diet Coke. I've gone way, way too deep into this. What are you doing with your patients who believe, hey, listen, I was at my diabetes doctor. That's a medical doctor over there, right? And he says I should use Splenda. You're telling me it's wrong. How do you handle that in your office? What do you do to get people off of this stuff?
Sure. Well, I'll just explain. One of the things that I really get down to in my book, The Real Food Diet, is, you know, the problem with Splenda is it's not a real food. You know, you don't get, there's no plant that has Splenda in it naturally. It doesn't grow on trees. This is something that's synthetically made up in a laboratory. And the other thing we get into is really the issue with toxicity. And so, you know, I'll sit down with the patient, explain to them, listen, it really comes down to this basic principle. Splenda is not a real food. If it's made in a laboratory, it's a chemical, it is not a food. And so even though we have something like raw honey and it has sugar and more calories, you know, you can actually lose less weight or lose more weight. I'll tell you, there's a, as you and I both know, there's a couple studies out there comparing the consumptions of diet soda to regular soda. And there's
pounds.
A study called the Mesa study, massive study, and people gain more weight on the diet soda. So as you and I both know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose weight. And I try and give them the other alternatives. I say, if you're going to do stevia, not the white bleach stevia, doing green leaf stevia is a better option. It's not as sweet as the white bleach stevia.
Right.
And then also doing some raw local honey. But as you've mentioned to me, and I've heard you talk about before, one of the keys is moderation. When you're restricting yourself, that's what causes this sort of binge eating issues. And I also think if people focus on getting more of the right type of carbs and foods in their diet, that's going to help. I tell my patients to get three things in all their meals. Really focus on getting protein, fiber, and healthy fat. Make that the basis of your diet. And then throughout your day, sprinkling in a little bit of raw honey, maybe doing some sprouted grains here or there, but getting some carbs in small amounts throughout your day, that's going to keep you from, you know, going on the binge eating that we see as a lot of people that jump on something like Atkins or Paleo for a short time, can't handle it, and end up eating a you know, a tub of ice cream right afterwards.
I'll tell you, what drives me crazy is I'm at the local Costco, right? And I see in line that people will have the glass bottled cane sugar Coca-Cola from Mexico, and I'll look at them and they look healthier, they look better, and they think that they're just sort of sneaking in sugar, it's okay. Then I see behind them the giant bottles of the Splenda aspartame sodas, and they're overweight, their skin is bad, and I'm like, what is going on here? And sure enough, one is probably seeing somebody who knows about nutrition, and so the other person is probably going to generic diabetes doc who says, keep all the calorie from sugar out. And we're going to have to get over this chemical sweetening fascination we have if we're going to get this under control. And to me also, I don't know how, I mean, you can't say echinacea helps with flu. The FDA regulates those statements so carefully. Dr. X, how do they get away with using the word diet in front of the soda when the research shows it gains weight?
To be honest, we don't have time with this call to go through who is in charge of, or who is, I should say, connected to some of these studies and who can gain financially from it. It comes down to dollars. These companies like Coca-Cola, who really started the big trend with aspartame and their diet soda, these are billion-dollar companies, billions and billions of dollars, where they get to pay for their own research and approve what they want and not approve others. And so some of it is, hey, think about it, if you're creating your own study, you're paying to get it done, you're not going to publish something that's not beneficial, and you're going to take the study and really do everything you can to make it lean in your favor. So the truth of the matter is, these companies have the most money. They can actually pay to get the studies published they want to prove if something's safe and effective.
So let's go to your website. Now, I want to find out what kind of information is available. If somebody is going, oh, my God, you know, I've been using Splenda and NutraSweet, no wonder my weight isn't coming off and all these things. At your website, can they find alternatives to Splenda and how to start eating healthy?
Yeah, in fact, I've got several articles on my website now. If you just go in the search term box, just look up Splenda, look up sucralose, look up aspartame, or just look up the word artificial sweeteners, I've got articles on exactly what you can switch over to. Also, I've got a free book on my website called Superfood Super You, $25 value that people can get for free.
Thanks. DrX.com, AXE.com, Real Food Diet Cookbook, along with a free book on his website. But his current book, Real Food Diet Cookbook, you can get that at Amazon.com as well as his website. Because does Splenda cause diabetes? Well, we're the experts and we think so. So look at raw honey. Look at some natural things and stay well.